Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. Even I'm your host Peter, joined this week as always by Donny. How are you, Donny?
I'm very well, Peter. Yourself?
Yep, not too bad. And we're joined by a special guest this week, Lachlan, who is the winner of the Kevin Van Veen Cup. So, Lachlan, I want you to introduce yourself, where people can find you, and then we'll discuss your cup win after that.
Hi, Peter. Thanks very much for having me. And Donny, how he's doing? So, I'm actually the Kilmarnock Standard Sports Editor, all things Kilmarnock, I should really know. But I'm on Twitter, at Lockie Hyatt, so that's the best place to keep up with what I'm up to. So, yep.
Right, obviously I forgot to say that Tom's not here this week. Tom's been called out to work, so that's us minus Tom for 2 weeks of trot. Don't worry, he's not quite the cod. We're not trying to replace him. Just he's busy at work. So, ask us all cup winners to come on the podcast. What was your strategy? I know it's just picking the best team you think every week, but did you have a strategy for the cup? There's also a clock that you'd played your triple captain. If you hadn't done that then, you wouldn't have won the cup. So,
yes, that was obviously a big part of the strategy. So really, it worked out quite well because the last maybe 4 or 5 weeks I've been building towards this blank game week, which the final ended up falling in. So, you know, I was basically working towards that anyway, not even thinking about the final, and it worked out. That was the second leg of the final. So, you know, I was well prepared for that. But they kept adding games, so everybody else is getting prepared for it. So I was ready to have 3 Ross County, 3 Celtic, 3 Killy out, you know. But then getting into the last week, I think I was 14 points behind in the first leg. So I had to pull out the big guns. So I went doubled in D defence. I nearly went tripled in D defence. And obviously, they scraped a 1-0 win, which was good. I think Beck got a few bonus points. I've actually had him for day one to win Beck, so he's been a good one. And then I triple captain in Spittle, who only actually racked up 4 points, but those extra 4 points were enough to win the cup. So aye.
Yep, you spunked your triple captain early, but hey, there you go. You've got
exactly.
You're the rest of the book, so that's
cup.
It.
Right.
So, any ask you? Lachlan, Donny, or we'll move on to the next bit.
No, I mean, as a former winner, I might as well get that one in there. I always found it was a good, it's been quite kind to me, this cup. I feel if you start the season well, you'll go quite far in this tournament, so you must have a pretty good team. What's your overall rank without spoiling what's to come?
So my overall rank is 92. So
that makes sense, inside the top 100. And triple captain, the only chip you've played so far this season?
I've actually just played my wild card the week going there, by the way.
Okay.
In with the scores. Okay.
You know, we can talk about that. No, well done. It is a hard cup to win, especially over 2 legs. You've got to be really consistent, and luck plays a part in it, and you've managed to do that. So, not well done.
Is this your first year playing a Scottish game, or did you play it last year? Because I don't remember your name about the community last year. That's why I'm asking.
No, well, last year, so I did play it the year. I think Eduard got an early hat-trick against Hamilton. That's the last time I played it. That was maybe 3 years ago. I think it was maybe the year that got curtailed with COVID. And then Kelly got relegated, so I wasn't really paying attention to the top flight, I'll no lie. And then last year, I'd imagine you have spoken about it plenty. I didn't fancy the format of it, you know, the So yeah, I like in a few leagues because I'm in quite a lot of leagues this year. I like that's the kind of way I play the FPL game as well. I like being in a few leagues to kind of keep it ticking over. So I just didn't fancy the making a team for every league. So this is my first, but this is my first year properly playing it, you know. Mm-hmm. So aye.
It's a good wee game. We always talk about it. It's hard to, it's really hard to go form fixtures when you're doing FPL because out with Celtic Rangers normally. Any team can, on a day, beat any team.
Yeah.
And it's like you think, okay, I'm going to target, for example, Martin Boyle, he's playing the bottom three, then he does nothing. And Shankland's another good example. Shankland does nothing, then he plays Celtic Rangers week back to back and scores a goal in each game, and you're going, it's.
Yeah.
You just got to try to play percentage, I suppose, the best you can do. But anyway, we'll go on to a bit of housekeeping and we'll go to a league top three. There's a new name in the top three, Donny.
Wonder who that could be.
So third is Sex Drug Devante Cole, Greg Wilson, and I'm not top myself. There's joint top is Josie's Bus Drivers and myself. We're now sitting 8-7 overall. So there's only one way for here, and that's down. But I will enjoy the international break. It came at the best time. We will go to our scores and rank. So you want to go first, Lachlan? Who's your points this week and what rank are you? You ready to say that, but you can repeat it for the listeners.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm overall ranked 92. I played my wild card this week and finished with 87 points. It was Laidlaw for 2, Strain for a disappointing 1, Tavernier captain 24, Owen Beck for 8, a new boy Lewis Palmer for 20, so that was obviously a good help, Cantwell for a pitiful 0, O'Reilly for 12, Kelty for 1, Pereira for 1, vice captain he was, sadly, Watkins for 2 and Shankland for 16.
Shankland, that's good.
Yes,
Shankland team. Donnie, over yourself, Green Arrow, Frank.
Yeah, so Green Arrow for me. I got 85 points. So I took a -4 to get there. I had Hemming goals for 1, Captain Taff 24, Penrice 1, Scales 6, Spittle 9, Armstrong 2, O'Reilly 12, Kelly 2, Danilo 1, Bakayoko 15, and Vice Captain Furuhashi 12. So it was 85 minus 4 is 81. My global score is 794. I was 44th the last time we spoke, and I'm up 10 to 34th. So happy with that.
Too bad. And myself, as you alluded to already, I've said on Twitter, you humble brag. Another treble figure score this week, 107 points, up to 5th overall in the world, joint 5th, if you will. And the score was as follows. Laidlaw 2, Strain 1, Captain Tavernier 24, Beck 8, Palmer 20, Spittle 9, Armstrong 2, O'Reilly 12, Bakayoko 15, Furuhashi 12, and Beerith 2. So, well pleased with that. Did not expect that this week. And it's something to try to build on because we're not even a third of the way through the season. Are we a third of the way through?
Quarter, just over a quarter.
I will enjoy it while I can. I'm pretty sure now you're that high, one bad game week can be all crushing back down to earth, but we'll take it does.
No, it's good to be inside the top 10. It gives you something to focus on. I checked last year and after 13 games last season, I was 26th. But there's a lot more players obviously this year in the big league, so I would say anything inside the top 200 is probably really good.
I was still quite bunched up looking at the scores. When you look at what you can do with one vice captain and captain, they're still, I think the leader's quite high. He's quite well off. I think he's 30 points ahead of the pack, but everybody else is really bunched up, so it's one to watch. So there's no Tom here to go through the results in great detail, so I'm just going to go through the results quickly. And if anything stands out to you asset wise, you can bring it up. And if not, we'll move on to the next one. So we'll start with St Johnstone 1, Ross County 0. So Carey goal, assist by May. Is it any interest in these teams for you, Lachlan, St Johnstone or Ross County?
It's St Johnstone, no, to be honest. Ross County, I do have Laidlaw, but that's more just because they've got a decent wee run and they've obviously got the double coming up. So that's the only real reason I've got Laidlaw. But I think he got the most saves in the league? Am I right in saying that?
He's always up there anyway. Can we see this?
He's one of, I think you have spoken about this before. He's one that's good for just kind of ticking over and there's no point in worrying too much about your goalkeeper slot. It's the same with a lot of these fantasy games, you know. It's especially in Scotland, the clean sheets are hard to come by if you're not playing in Glasgow, you know. So it's it's just one of those. Maybe a defender for the double game week, or I suppose Danda's a good option as well. But
we don't like Danda in this place.
He's not really done it this season. I know he was. I nearly had him in my team at the beginning, and I'm quite glad I never, because he's just no lived up to it. So But maybe for a punt in the double game week, possibly.
I think Dando looks good now. We all agree that, but if Latham's even, doesn't really do it in this game. Hey, can I introduce your St. Johnstone player, Donny?
No, I mean, Levine's come in and made them hard to beat, which is what you would expect. So they've had two good results. The problem being they play Hearts and Celtic next, so that good run that they're on will probably grind to a halt. Further down the line, we'll get more information, but I think you'd be a bit naive to jump on a St. Johnstone defender, certainly nothing else in the rest of the pitch. I mean, we'll talk about Ross County and the double game week separately, but again, they're on poor form. I talked about form last week and it's not improved. So just be careful if you are jumping on these types of players that it might go against you and then you're going to take them out again. So, no, I mean, a good win for St. Johnstone gets them off the bottom of the table, but Ross County seem to be heading the other way. So that's all.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Nothing for St. Johnstone. Ross County have doubled up with the goalkeeper and Brown. That was basically when I'm a wild card. You mentioned Laidlaw or Lachlan. Laidlaw, I think he managed Celtic beating 3-0 and he still got 4 points for the amount of saves he pulled off. So it does tick over quite nicely. I will keep Brown for the double, but I think after that, the double Ross County defence is not something I want to be on, so I'll keep moving somewhere else. But St. Johnstone's a no-no right now, Donny mentioned. Obviously, Leaving's in, so we'll see how that can pan out in the next few game weeks. And if he gets him looking more chalk to the back, there might be somewhat to delve into. But until we see that, it's probably going to be a no. Right, next up, Motherwell 1, Hearts 2. So with two Shanklin goals, an assist by Kent and Beningme. And also Motherwell scorer was Spittle, which is a penalty. So we believe Spittle's now on pens, which is quite interesting, Donny. Is he not on pens?
No, well, no, I don't think he is because Wilkinson and Beerith had both been substituted. Right. At that point, so I'm not convinced that that is a thing. I mean, I'll take it because I've got him in my team, but I don't see that being a long-term situation. I'm not sure he's had penalties before for Motherwell, but a good win for Hearts. And, you know, if you are a Shanklin donor, you're slowly getting repaid. Motherwell, we sort of went heavy on them for the double game week. I'd be coming right off. I'd be clearing out. They've got Celtic next, and again, you're not going to really get anything from that. So, not much else. Good win for Hearts. They're very inconsistent this season. They've got some Johnstone Kilmarnock before they play Rangers. So, you know, Shanklin probably is going to be one that people have tabs on. And Motherwell, I think I'd just avoid. Once they get past the Celtic game, they've got better fixtures. But their form, I think they've got 3 defeats in the last 5 now. So, no, just stay clear.
Yeah, Motherwell's form is right off a cliff. We were actually championing at the start of this season as well. Yeah, Shanklin's probably quite a good differential up front for guys who own them now because I'm pretty sure he won't be that high owned unless it's a lot of dead teams. Yeah. So, what about you, Lachlan? Motherwell Hearts players? You've mentioned Shanklin in your wild card. Yep. Anybody else interest you? Happy with what you've got?
Yeah, but so it's only Shanklin I've got out of those. I did have a triple Motherwell for the double. I'm quite glad to have zero now, I'm not going to lie. I was at Kilmarnock Motherwell last Saturday, and honestly, Motherwell, they're the worst team I've seen this season. They just didn't offer anything at all. They were, you know, a couple of crosses across the box was about the best they could muster up, you know. It was really disappointing. Kelly was actually quite impressive. He pulled off a lot of saves, because I think he got a 4-pointer, even though Kelly won. So, you know, similar to Laidlaw earlier, as you said, some of these guys are good at ticking over the saves, but I just wouldn't trust any Motherwell assets, honestly. So they're no too great. And Hearts, I have a double Hearts defence quite a lot of the season. I had Clark and I think it was Kingsley I started with. But I'm kind of happy to be off of that now because they're shipping the odd kind of dodgy goal. So I'm quite happy to be off that. There's nobody else I would really, really champion for, to be honest. Boyce is a good option. You've spoken about him recently, but he just doesn't seem to get the minutes guaranteed, you know. Whereas Shanklin, he's the captain. He's gonna play pretty much most of the minutes possible.
Okay. You know my feeling on the Hearts story. I think it's more to do with the coaching than it is the squad. I think the third best squad in Scotland. It's just not been utilised enough. And Motherwell, I think. I didn't treble up or doubled up, but I'm saying I'll be coming off him slowly but sure. I like Beerith as a player, looks good, but I just think he's playing in a bad team and he's quite pricey for that third choice striker, so he'll probably ship out over the next couple of weeks. Right, next up is Hibs 1, Kilmarnock 0. That was Montgomery's first league win, I believe, as manager. Is that right? Unless you can correct me. And it was a Josh Campbell goal and an assist, finally, by Marty Boyle. And there's not even Tom here to discuss the Boyle assist, he's on him, but I'll come to your first lot of thoughts on this. Any of these players interested you asset wise? Obviously, Kilmarnock, you can keep that kind of questions on it later.
Well, I'll just talk about Hibs then. That's fine. I was at that game on Saturday as well. I go to pretty much all the Killy games. So, Boyle, I've had him for about 6 or 7 weeks. Take him out in the wild card, and he finally returns. So that's classic fantasy Scotland. I think Lewis Miller's a decent option. But after watching Hibs, they did get a clean sheet against Killy, but the way they play out for the back, I just wouldn't trust them getting a lot of clean sheets. You know, they like a Rocky Bashiri at the back. He's a bit of a bomb scare. You know, if the right person's pressing him, that's what Killy tried to do, but it didn't pan out that way due to having pretty much no strikers on Saturday. But apart from that. The boy Tavares actually looked all right on the wing. He was kind of decent. I don't know what his price is though, so I don't know if I could recommend him. But apart from that, I've not got any Hibs in my squad, so that's probably how I feel about them.
Yep. Well, I'll go next. I've no Hibs in my squad either, so I think pretty much the feeling there. Donny, Hibs, Kilmarnock.
No, no Hibs. No Hibs for me. I gave up on Boyle a few weeks ago. I think he's done his time. As far as I can see, Campbell's in form, 2 goals in 2 weeks. It's hard to trust anyone in that Hibs team. In terms of their clean sheet, I'm not even sure when the last clean sheet was, but they've conceded 20 goals in their 12 games. So I wouldn't go heavy there. And up front is a struggle as well, because you expect Ewan or some of the others to chip in, and they just don't do so. Kilmarnock, I'd say we've got questions on that later, so we'll spend a bit more time on that. But yeah, a good win for Hibs, but Kilmarnock will be disappointed because they're starting to go out of form. But maybe perhaps some good fixtures to come.
Okay, next up, probably the shock of the weekend. I don't know if you saw this one coming. Dundee 4, St Mirren 0. So back of Yarrow with a brace, Rudden with a goal, and Robinson with a goal, and assist by Tom's favourite, McCowan. So I'll start with you, Donny. 4-0 Dundee.
Yeah.
Are they the team to get on now?
We spent Saturday morning saying, oh yeah, you and Tom both had strain, and I was like, oh no, I don't have strain, I better take them in. So I took them in for a -4, and then they go and lose 4-0. So that's just the way it goes. But it cheers me up. It was a transfer for next week rather than this game week. But yeah, definitely the surprise result of the weekend, because no one saw that coming. But, you know, that's Dundee, you know, just ticking away nicely. Talked about Beck there. He's the fifth top scorer in the game now, which is amazing for a Dundee player. I've got Bakayoko. So I was really happy with his performances, the goals and the bonus points. I think most teams that will have done well this weekend probably had him as the third striker. So I'm happy with that. St Mirren, double game week, probably two easier fixtures for them to manage before they play Rangers. And again, I'll spend a bit more time on that. But a shock result, albeit Dundee were in form. So you know, maybe it wasn't that much of a shock.
Okay. What were your thoughts on Dundee, St Mirren?
Yeah, so it's quite interesting to know that, Donny, about Beck, because I've had them for week one, as I said, so that's probably where my points have been ticking over quite nicely. So I thought St Mirren would have won the game, to be honest. That's why I benched Beck, but thankfully his 8 points come off the bench. So my plan was to have triple St Mirren on the wild card, but O'Hara being out, obviously getting the team news for that was quite handy, but it was Cantwell I brought in for 0 points anyway, so... I do plan to bring in O'Hara next week again, because I do quite like St Mirren still, but that's a bit of a dodgy result, so we just need to keep an eye on that during the week and hope it is just one of those results. But obviously it's the old Killy assistant at Dundee, so it's good to see Tony Dock doing well. So I think it's a bit of one of those kind of freak results. You know, I don't think, obviously I don't know too much about it, but you know, it's a good result for Dundee, that's for sure, and they have been going steady, especially at home. I think it's only Rangers that's beat them at home, so mm-hmm. Well, they have been going well, especially at Dens.
In defence of St Mirren, they had a sickness bug, that's why O'Hara missed the game. So you don't know how many of the players that were actually playing were maybe just under the weather as well, and it just all combined against them, because you don't expect Dundee to score 4 goals, and they did, and they made it look easy work. But yeah, there was a sickness bug, which is the reason O'Hara didn't play
So he should certainly be fit for the next game.
Yeah, they start putting me off sitting there for a double. I think they should bounce back. Good manager there. He'd probably expect better for them. And Dundee, I think, like yourself, Lachlan, if you were on a player for the start, one of the back defenders or goalkeeper, you've done well. You just keep that, using that as your cheap asset. But that's Owen Beck up to 2.9, so I'm guessing he'll be 3 million next week. So I wouldn't be advising going in for it, but if you're on him for the start, you've had that money built up, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Back at your club, like you said, Donny, he's probably the best third-choice striker.
Yeah.
There was a point in the season where he lost his place for a bit, but he came right back in.
Yeah.
You're not going to get much better than him for that price and nailed minutes. I think you're just using him for the rest of the season unless injury comes in. So, man, again, I wouldn't talk him out getting this man play next week. Two games, they can bounce back. Any of the fullbacks, the two midfielders we'll talk about later, I suppose, when they dive. But, yep, that's it. On to Sunday's games then. First up, Livingston 0, Rangers 2. So we had Adesso's goal, assist by Lawrence. A Tavernier goal, assist by referee. Okay, so I'll let you go first, Tony. Always when you see Tavernier actually miss a penalty on you've captured him, you
score. I know. Your heart sinks, does it?
And then, obviously, second one in and he gets...
But the second time this season, he scored the second one. But in this game, had everything. If you wanted to show somebody what Scottish football is all about, you could show them this game and it's got everything. So, up and down like a yo-yo, goals and scored. Dessers was offside. Penalty from Coslin, who dived. Thought the keeper was going to take him down, but he didn't. However, Tavernier showing sporting integrity, still alive by sending it wide, so that was good of him. Dessers latching on a through ball from Lawrence, and then another goal chopped off. The referee must have had a different coupon to everyone else. And then Rangers finally equaling Celtic's penalty total for the season, thanks to Mikey Devlin. So Tav getting on the clean sheet there. So Livingston, a team that I've championed, you know, for a long, long time now. Now 5 games on the bounce that they've lost. So they actually blank in game week 16. So if you do have any Livingston players in your squad, probably the next couple of weeks is a good time just to get them out and miss that blank game week. For Rangers, I mean, the last time we went into an international break, we had no manager. So the turnaround then, which, you know, the squad itself is still pretty poor. He's done a good job domestically. He's winning in Europe. By the time we come to the next fixture, should have a lot more injured players back and sort of more time to spend with the team. A lot of people, including myself, took in Danilo for this game. Seemed a logical move. Given his scoring form, but he was benched. I just think that was a one-off. The pitch maybe played a part in it as well with his recent injury. But I think you can hang your hat on him going forward. Butland, it's always been a good choice if you want to just set and forget there. Balogun could be a good differential. I've had a soft spot for Cantwell all season, but he came on, he got booked, and you get zero there. But Coslund, I'll certainly watch him. I might do a differential on him if he continues to get game time. But it was a good win. It had everything. We got the points from a fantasy point of view, and Aberdeen up next is going to be a good one as far as I'm concerned. So no, I was happy with the game. It had everything, so it was good enough for me.
Thoughts on Rangers win, Lachlan? Any thoughts? Any interest in Livingston assets, or is it sell like Donny says?
Yes, I don't actually think I've had a Livingston asset this season, to be honest, now that I'm thinking about it. Obviously, Sean Kelly was a decent one when Donny flagged that at the time, but
welcome.
I certainly wouldn't be getting on him now. I would be doing Livingston at the moment, personally. They kind of score for a start, and they kind of keep the ball out either, so that's just the perfect sum for a bad fantasy team at the moment. In terms of Rangers, obviously I brought in Cantwell and Danilo in my wild card, so I was delighted to see those benched. So I refused to turn that on until it was about the hour mark. Danilo got subbed on, so I refused to even watch it before that. He actually had a good chance at the end as well, so I was hoping that would end, because I vice captained him boldly. Rangers are fine. Obviously Donny can have a much, much better insight than me, but as long as you stick with Captain Tav, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I've only got Tavernier right now, and I know Donny was talking about Danilo, but I think until Europe's done and dusted, I'll stick with Tav until I see the settled squad and not the midweek fixtures, because Cantwell's always on the tip of my tongue. You want to get, you know what he can do? Danilo and Seema up front. Well, no, that's already my problem if they're still Seema, preferably. But again, I don't think I'll be going back there until after Europe's finished with, and then take it from there, because it's too much rotational risk. You said Donny squad, you started on squad's quite poor, so he's rotating a lot of players, so they're fresh for Europe and vice versa. So it's one I'll be kind of avoiding, hopefully run the risk until Europe's finished with. Right, and last up, Celtic equaling the aggregate score with the game with Madrid midweek, so 6 each in aggregate. It was a goal by Yang, Palma assist, Furuhashi, O'Reilly assist, Palma goal, Turnbull goal, Palma assist, all goal, Palma assist, and all goal, O'Reilly assist. So, as you can imagine, I'll get the three players. That was music to my ears on the Sunday. So what I've seen, Aberdeen were really, really lifeless, really poor. I know Donny will probably say this happens all the time to play Celtic and they'll look for the game next time, but they didn't offer anything. They rotated 4 players in the team, I think, and they just didn't do anything. Celtic just played through them the whole game, and 6-0 was probably quite flat at the time. And he had a good run recently, Robson, didn't he? But then I suppose that takes all the will out of my game, a defeat like that. You don't really can bounce back for that. So I think you keep a manager on a sugary peg for his job. Celtic assets, I think it's just the same old. I know you've got skills, Donny, but I think now Palmer is the one to go on. I think he can be explosive. He's no scared to take shots at goal. And obviously, he took a penalty. We don't know if he's on penalties, but it was a good penalty, and I think that could be one that going forward. He's probably most nailed to play now with Maeda out to New Year as well. So I think it'd be foolish to jump on him, especially with how he can be explosive. And still sitting with Furuhashi. I know he took a concussion, but he's got 2 weeks off. I think he'll be back for after that. And O'Reilly was also there as well. Defence still solid, so skills did return, but I think now, as I said, Palmer's the one to go for your third midfielder. I think that's a reasonable move for the show this week. Your thoughts on the Celtic Aberdeen? I didn't mention Aberdeen there, by you go out so much. I've got no Aberdeen players, and I don't intend to bring any more time soon, especially in this form. Your thoughts, Lachlan?
I've actually only got 2 Celtic, because I went no Kyogo in my wild card, which is probably going to bite me in the weeks coming, but I just kind of fancy spreading the money about a bit more, because he's no been living up to it as much lately, but I am fully aware that that's going to probably bite me. So I was actually quite happy to see him getting subbed off with just the one goal. But Palma, you know, he's a great option. So as you said, he just looks so exciting, and he loves a shot. He's just always in a kind of danger zone. You know, he looks so good, and O'Reilly just kind of speaks for himself when you look at his points and how consistent he's been. You know, in terms, you could have a defender, but I think you're right. The three are, you know, Palma, O'Reilly, and Kyogo. That would be the three I would recommend. And in terms of Aberdeen, I picked up Devlin at 2.3 million a few weeks ago, and he'll probably tick over all right. But he was on my bench this week, and he'll probably be on my bench against Rangers as well. I think they've got a decent wee run after that, so he can maybe come in for that. But I did have Miovski for a couple of weeks, but he's just, I don't know, I think it's quite tough on them, all these games they're playing. So I would probably avoid them unless you maybe had a cheap Devlin or somebody on your bench.
You don't any thoughts on Aberdeen Celtic?
It was worth noting that if Aberdeen didn't turn up to the game, and most people would say they didn't, they could have just forfeited it 3-0 and they'd have been much better off. I think this result is less of a surprise than Rangers getting 2 penalties in a match, and that's saying something. I think Aberdeen have 2 different ways of playing. In midweek in Europe, they gave it everything. 2-2 just wasn't quite good enough. And then they come back against a team like Celtic and they just capitulate. The way I can see it panning out is, obviously, they've got Rangers at home next. That's a massive game for them. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. They will be up for that. Whether they win, lose or draw, I suppose, is irrelevant. I think they'll then go quiet until the cup final, because that's the game that they really want to win. So the fixtures leading up to that, you know, albeit they should probably win these matches, I think they might just have all their attention on the cup final and go gung-ho there. fingers crossed they lose all of those games anyway. But I know there is questions on Celtic and Palma and things like that. But it's definitely the move I'm going to be making. Once we get to the other side of the international break, I think they've got great fixtures to come, and I think you have to attack the attacking options in that squad. So definitely one for me. Aberdeen is just a leave for the foreseeable future. I just don't see their form with UDIP being any consistent that they can sort of return from a fantasy point of view. So not the most surprising result, I must say.
Yep, Aberdeen fall in that category. I think European football, the same we've done with Hearts last. It's just these teams aren't built for it, and they do struggle. And as you said, Donny, they will be up for the game with Rangers. I'm quite sure they will be times two in the games in between. There's nothing appealing there. And like, if you, who are you going to go for? Maybe Amayoski, but he's off the boil, and they're not keeping clean sheets. I know I mentioned McGrath a wee bit, but then he was not playing, and Clarkson's not doing his best last year. So it's just it's an avoid all round for me until they're out of Europe anyway, maybe see an upturn in the results. Right, we'll not go to the questions. We'll go to Donny for his dive.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, so as I mentioned last week, I'm going to talk about the double game week this week. So after the international break, two teams playing twice are Ross County and St Mirren. So Ross County play Kilmarnock and St Mirren. Both games are at home. St Mirren have Livingston at home and then Ross County away. So just a little bit on form. Ross County have only got one win at home this season. They've only scored 3 goals at home and they've conceded 7. At the same time, St Mirren do have a good home record despite their fall off in form. So against a poor Livingston team, I think they should have enough in that game. And away, well, until the weekend, they were pretty consistent as well. So in terms of the two games, I'd probably lean more towards St Mirren. If we're looking at players to target, both teams have decent goalies, Laidlaw and Hemmings. I don't really have a preference there. I've got Hemmings in goals. He's served me well. Outside of this weekend, Peter, I know you've got Laidlaw, and he's returned well there too. Defensively, I think St Mirren edge it for me. We've talked a good part of the season about Strain and Tanzer. They are more attacking than anything Ross County have. Ross County, I think Brown is your best bet there. We also mentioned some of their other defenders last week too. In midfield, it's the same. I think St Mirren have got the edge here. Options such as O'Hara and Kilty.
In fact, St Mirren have got 5 midfielders with higher scores than Ross County. Danda is the top Ross County midfielder, and he's got 28 points from 12 games. So a player I dislike just as much as Tom hates Martin Boyle. Up front, I think Ross County have probably got the edge here. They've got better options. Simon Murray, Jordan White. When they hit, they generally tend to do well. St Mirren up front, I've got Mandron and Olusanya, neither of which have really caught fire this season. So I wouldn't go loading up 3 from each team because they will play each other. I think that's a bit risky. For me, I'd be far happier carrying St Mirren players after the double game week for the rest of the season than I would have in Ross County players in my team. It is worth noting that St Mirren play Rangers the following week. So if you're going to back them defensively, then it might bite you the following week. You're going to have to put them on the bench and you're going to need a good bench the week after. Ross County have Livingston and Motherwell after the double game week. So again, still quite good fixtures if you did need to hold on to those assets for a little bit longer. I've already got 3 St Mirren players. I probably will bring in a Ross County defender because I'll actually end up taking a -4 this next game week. So hopefully that cancels it out. I mean, ideally, if it was nil-nils, we'd probably all do okay out of it. In terms of the best of the rest, Celtic are at home to Motherwell. I think that's a great fixture for them. They're playing a team that's bang out of form. They're at home and they've just won 6-0. Aberdeen at home to the Rangers, that could literally go anyway. So it'd certainly be an exciting game. Dundee at home to Hibs. Again, Dundee on form. Hibs leak and score goals. That could have anything. And Hearts at home to St Johnstone. So Shankland could continue to score his keep his goal scoring record up. I think at this moment in the season, I think treble Celtic is a must. I think Rangers, treble not so much, but probably a double. With Tavernier and maybe one of the forwards, if you are trebling up, fair enough. If you own Bakayoko, I probably wouldn't swap him out. He's on form, and that counts for a lot. Shanklin's the same. If you own him, you're not going to be swapping him out. So if your team is in that kind of shape, you don't really have a lot of room to go elsewhere. So just pick carefully, choose wisely. There is a question on captain, vice-captain for the double, so we'll address it there. So, Peter, how are you shaping up ahead of this double game week?
I've got 3. I've got 2 for Ross County, so I won't be any more. It's the keeper and Brown, so that's as much as going to go there. Running strain like yourself last week, didn't do anything, but he was brought in for the double. So, probably going to be O'Hara. That was the plan for the start. As long as he's recovered, fine. Kilty was running about the edge of the decision making, but then O'Hara had the penalty, didn't he? So
I think you have to have O'Hara just for the penalty factor. Would you bench Brown knowing that you've got the Ross County keeper? Would you maybe just bench him and see if he comes on?
Let me see how. I've not looked at my team yet to see how it looks out potentially. I think we're going to team news on that first game.
Yeah.
It's just the Rangers game you don't see, so you will see it.
I know he gets sent off, but I think he's been probably the better defender this season that I've seen. He's created a bonus point magnet. He does a lot of tackles and does a lot of forward running. So, 2 home games, favourable. I think I'll just go for it and play him, I think.
Yeah. Lockie, you've wildcarded. Did you have this game week in mind when you made those changes?
Yeah, so that's why I've got Laidlaw. And the plan was to have... So, I've got Strain and Kilty, and I did have O'Hara in. But obviously, with him being out, ill... I took the 1 week punt on Cantwell, but the plan is to get O'Hara straight in for this double. So the plan is to have Kilty, O'Hara and Strain for St Mirren and then just Laidlaw hopefully ticking over with saves. And to be honest, I don't want him having a clean sheet because he's got Kelly in his other games. So I'd take 9 saves and a penalty save, but Kelly should win. No, I'll take that. And then the same against St Mirren. But I think St Mirren are the team to target, especially as you say, you wouldn't mind keeping them as long as you can maybe bench them against Rangers.
Yeah, they've not got whacked 4-0 at the weekend. You'd probably have a bit more faith, but as I say, there was a sickness bug, and let's all hope that was the reason for their poor result there.
In a funny way, it could be a good thing because Robinson, he'll maybe have the boot up the bum, you know, in the changing room, so they might actually come out firing against Livingston. Yeah. Obviously, Livingston are relatively disappointing recently, so that could be a good opportunity for St Mirren to maybe rack up a few goals.
But Ross County, they just don't score enough. I mean, that's them 11 goals in 12 games, and they've conceded 21 in the same period, so just really hard to back. Kind of hoping for backs against the wall, nil-nils, and get your points there. But I think St Mirren do have a bit more going forward than some of the other teams that have played recently. So, yeah, that's a double game week. There is this international break in between, so a lot of things can change. Players could be injured or sick, or we'll just see where we're at the other end. But certainly enough to go on there. Come the Saturday, you can make your changes as you see fit. Okay.
Thanks, Donny. Another good dive. So we'll move on to questions then. So first up is from FPL Liga, your opponent in the final there.
He's up
here. So your first part was, is Palmer now essential? And we should consider dropping scales to form an O'Reilly, Kugler, Palmer front three from Celtic. That's his first part of the question. So I've alluded to that. That's the way I would be going. I think, Donny, you agree?
Yeah, that's a change. I've got scales, and that's the change I would make. I think if you've had scales since the start of the season, you've got a good enough price rise out of them. You can go to a Ross County defender, and that should free up the cash to get Palmer. I think Palmer's the new Jota. I think he's going to have enough game time between now and the end of Christmas that you should certainly make a lot of points out of him over that period.
What one do you agree? I know you've not got Kyogo on your team right now, but do you think that's the three you should be going for?
Yeah, oh no, absolutely, definitely. And I think Palma, essential probably not, but he's the one you want as your third. And honestly, when you look at the fact they're playing Motherwell at home, even if you had to take a -4 just to do that, it wouldn't be the worst, because there's every chance he racks up a goal and an assist or a couple of assists against Motherwell at home when you look back at that Aberdeen game. And Motherwell 1 point in 9 games, I think it is. So I think if there's any game to target at the moment, it is that one.
Right, two other questions. The first one is, who are the best picks for doubles? Donny's covered that in the last 5 minutes there, so you go over that one again. And is Shankland fully back in form? So I would say, by the Arsenal game weeks, yes. Do you agree, Lachland? Shankland, you've got him?
Yeah, well, that's why I've got him. And as it stands for the coming week, he's got my vice captaincy at home to St Johnstone, because I fancy him to, because I don't have Kyogo. I need to be different, you know, every week now. So I'm going to have that headache, which is annoying in a sense. But yeah, I think Shankland, he's proven that. I think that's him hit double figures now, and it's not been the best of season so far. So I think he'll certainly, you know, keep ticking over nicely, a goal or two every other week, hopefully.
Hey, Donny, same with you. He's also back in the Scotland squad. Is Shankland back in form?
I mean, he's definitely back in form, which is what you want for a healthy Fantasy Football Scotland game. But I'm back in my own team on this one. I'm hoping that Danilo, after the international break, gets the run, gets in amongst the goals. So somebody will have Kyogo, Shankland. Somebody's got Shankland, Danilo. And I've got Danilo and Kyogo. So you'll be hoping it's one of those three miss and your ones return. Some weeks you'll get lucky, some weeks you won't. But yeah, Shankland's definitely in form, and people who've had him these last few weeks have certainly made a difference in their teams. So, well done to them.
We bemoaned the lack of striking options about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and since then there's a few appeared on the scene. So it does make it better for differentials and
tackle
a different way against the template. So it's good to look forward to that. Right, next up is from Melvino, Melvino 96-8. What are your thoughts on the captain and vice-captain for the upcoming double? Just stick to Captain Tav and VC Oak from attacker, or punt and sit-mim doublers and or goalkeeper Laidlaw? And he's got a question after that for you. We'll cover that one first. So your thoughts, Donny? Captain Tav still, or are you going to go elsewhere?
I mean, there's a good argument to say that you captain and vice-captain Palmer Kyogo for that Motherwell game. And Rangers away to Aberdeen is arguably their toughest away fixture outside of Celtic, and Aberdeen will make it hard for them. Will they get a penalty? They could. And could they run right? They could. Could they get beat? They could. So that is a tricky game to sort of hang your hat on. I don't like vice-captain and defenders. So if you are going to back the double game week, you'd almost have to put the captaincy on them. You could say, right, I'll choose Strain as my Tav alternative and hope that that pays off. But that's a bit risky. I don't know. I think Rangers and Celtic are the dominant teams. They can do more damage in one game than some teams can in two. So for that reason, I probably will stick. And if I don't stick, I would back Celtic rather than St Mirren. It could go either way. You could see Strain score, clean sheet, and people will be on them, or they could lose and get a book in and you miss out. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I'd be surprised if I changed from where I'm at to now.
I currently still get Captain Carr, Vice Captain Carr right now. But like you said, the Strain alternative, decent shout. But as you say, Celtic just can destroy teams over one game and you could be sitting there going, why did I do this at the end of the game week? What's your thoughts, Lachlan? Would you go rogue or would you stick with tried and tested?
Oh, it's good to have balance. I'm going rogue, apparently. I don't have any armbands on Celtic or Rangers at the moment. So I'm a sucker for a double game week, though. I'm the same in the English FPL game. I captained a Luton striker a few weeks ago because they had a double game week. So, I'm a sucker for a double game week. So at the moment, I'm on Captain Kilty. But if nothing goes wrong, I'm bringing in O'Hara. So with the penalty factor, I'd imagine I'll go with Captain O'Hara, depending on team news when it comes in, which is good that we'll get for the Livingston game. And at the moment, I'm on Vice Captain Shankland. That's up for debate. It could, switch to somebody like O'Reilly or Palmer. I'll probably avoid Rangers for kind of captaincy and vice captaincy, because I fancy Aberdeen to get a goal, and I think it might be a relatively tight game. And I don't know if I can trust the yellow to start after the pitching heartache last week. So I think that's my, at the moment, it's probably going to be one of the St Mirren mids as captain, and then maybe Shankland or one of the Celtic guys as vice.
You play the first day after this Aberdeen game, Donny?
Give me a second, I'll tell you.
You're back again.
I want to say yes, but I want to check at the same time.
I think it is.
So play 26th or 30th. Yes, we're at home to Aris Limassol. So.
Well, it's not the right. It was away maybe, but I'm just thinking rotational again. But
should be okay for that one.
I'm on Tav and I'm on Kyogo right now, but I'm pretty sure that could change. I'm like yourself, looking at I like the idea of attacking a double game week, but there's also the chance it could backfire.
Yep.
Somebody will go big in least one of these two teams. Somebody will get decent return. It's where you pick the right player and you can be lucky with it and get a good rank, but we'll wait and see. The second part of this question is for you. When is Chipo Ndaba expected to turn for Kelly defence?
So I would expect him to be at least on the squad for the Ross County game after the break, but whether he goes straight back into the start, I think if he's fully fit, he will go back into the starting lineup. Just he's been so important for Kelly this season. And if he's fit, he is a defender to have from Kelly. But obviously, picking up two injuries so far, I had him and get stung by that a couple of weeks ago. So I probably wouldn't bring him in for the next game week because it's Ross County away anyway. I maybe fancy Ross County to score. So I would maybe avoid, even then, Kelly's got quite a hard run because I think it's Ross County away, then it's Hearts at home, Aberdeen away, Celtic at home, and the kind of three games in a week. So maybe avoid until mid-December, either way. Make sure they can prove his fitness a bit.
Okay, next up is from Josh McCaffrey. Is Palmer essential now after this haul? We've kind of covered that. So his second part of the question would be, would you sell him for another premium option like Armstrong, for example, or a couple of you along, because Armstrong's one of your boys, so would you switch for Armstrong to Palmer?
If I can be totally honest, I've not owned Armstrong this season. I went for Kennedy instead. So I was just looking at in the Betfred Cup groups, Kennedy was taking all the set pieces. He was the kind of danger man. He was playing central. And he was doing that the first three league games as well. So that's why I went there. But he didn't return until game week 11 or 10 or 11, which is annoying. And I actually looked, if I'd went with Armstrong over Kennedy, I would be 13th in the world or something. So that's
you shouldn't say anything's not good for your health.
But one of these things, you know, it's good with the eye test, but sometimes it doesn't pan out that way. I would go. Was the question Palma over Armstrong?
Yeah, pretty much.
I would Palma, especially as I touched on Kelly's fixtures there. I would be happy to go with Palma for sure.
Guess you agree, Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, Palma is essential. I would try not to trade Armstrong for it. I looked at Josh's team. He's got Spittle, Danda, Kelly as the other alternatives in his midfield, so I would possibly move out Spittle. I'm not sure if he can afford that, if he's got money in the bank. He's got Beerith up front. You could probably change him to Bakayoko. I would rather have the two in my team. If you can't manage that, then yeah, you have to go for the Celtic player. But I would try and hold on to Armstrong as best you can.
Yeah, I agree. I have both, and I don't intend to grab Armstrong. Right, next up, I'm cautious of time here, so I'm trying to flash through these questions and let Lachlan talk about Kilmarnock assets before we get him back to his work. Right, Rangers assets is for Mail Stars 4. Rangers assets, are they all rotational risks whilst in Europe apart from Tav and Butland? Is the deal worth it? Donnie?
I don't think they're rotation risks. I think what you saw at the weekend was, you know, at the moment we've got a small squad because of injuries and fitness. European games, I don't think coming to the fact. I mean, Danilo has, you know, a fractured skull, and that pitch is a risk because the ball's going to bounce higher. So I think he just did what he thought was best for the player. He could take him on, give him some game time when it was done. So I don't see them as rotation risks as what you might see in some other teams. So I'd be quite happy to hold with him, Tavernier, Danilo. If you do see it as rotation, you can move to Shankland. The other part of the question, Kilgore scales for Palma? I think
just the Rangers bit first. So
yeah, no, I don't see them as rotation risks. I think that fixture in isolation was probably just the reason. But I see Kilmarnock wanting to move back to grass. That's going to be a positive thing.
Lachlan, do you agree with the Rangers? I know it's more Donnie's domain.
Donnie obviously knows a better insight, but I think you're always going to have that slight risk, you know, especially with Europe. There is always, they've got so many attacking options, you know, especially if, I don't know what Roof's situation is at the moment, if he's got a wee knock but you know, they're laughing there, Donny, but you know, they do have a lot of options. There is going to be the odd bench, and so you just have to hope that the likes of Danilo maybe grabs a double before he gets benched, at least, you know, just to make up for it.
I think he's still coming back to full fitness with the mask and stuff, so as Donny said, probably a bit of protection there about it, and he probably does look, I like the look of Seema, but I think he looks more dangerous as a striker, Danilo, so he paid a lot of money for him.
Danilo's a target man, plays through the middle, he's going to get the most opportunities, and he was hot prior to this game. I see no reason to change off of that, because in 2 weeks' time he'll have more fitness, more healing time. I think it's all good.
Right, second part of the question was, would you say he'll go with skills for Palmer? I think you've kind of covered this.
Yeah,
the dog, these skills. I wouldn't be selling Kyogo. I think, I know he got injured there, but I think he looked back to his best before that. And if Celtic are playing at home and he's always at danger to pop up a goal, I think you're risking your rank not having Kyogo on your team.
Kyogo, have fun, sell Kyogo.
So, yeah, I think you're nodding agreement, Donny. And obviously,
yeah,
his thoughts, he's went without him, so he's happy with that. And the third question is from yourself, Lachlan, again. Is it time to sell Armstrong up to free cash? So that's something you want to go elsewhere. Would you keep Armstrong if you had him, or would you be moving him off? You mentioned fixtures earlier on, but...
If I had him, I would probably keep him. So I think he's a don't sell, don't buy kind of player at the moment. I would certainly keep him because, you know, there's always that chance to get a penalty, or, you know, he takes most of the free kicks now as well. So I would certainly keep him, but... You know, if it is a case of needing to sell him to get Palma, I would make that. That's maybe about the only player I would get rid for Armstrong.
Right, and before we wrap up the questions, it would be remiss not to ask you, can you give us your top three Kilmarnock assets then for players who are listening?
Yes.
Who are the three players you would bring in?
Bring in? So, Watkins is a good third striker option. I'm kind of worried about his minutes, but now with Vassell's injury woes and Ennis Cameron's injury woes, Vassell's pretty, Watkins is pretty nailed, and he's only 3.8 million. and he's really, really lively. So he is, you know, he does a lot off the ball, but he's always in the right positions. He played up front himself at Easter Road, didn't work out so well, but, you know, he's even better with the likes of Vassell off him. I suppose I've got to have Armstrong as the next best. And then the third's a bit kind of rogue, maybe not so much with the price now, but I've had David Watson for the beginning. He's up at 3 million now, but I'm sure he started at 2.5. He's a kind of decent enabler, but again, I don't know if I'd recommend that at 3 million. He's been playing a lot more advanced since Kyle McGuinness got injured. So he's been kind of filling that role. And at Easter Road, he actually played a lot more, you know, beside Watkins. He was kind of pressing up front. Whether that's going to continue, I'm not so sure. But he's good. But then you've also got the likes of Dennis is a good enough keeper for his price. And defenders is quite hard because McGuinness likes to chop and change a wee bit. So I wouldn't be... There's none I could be 100% set on. Finlay's probably about the best, but I'm not sure on his price. And Mayo as well. I like Vassell as well, but he's kind of pricey for a third striker. So, So to narrow it down, I would say Watkins, Armstrong and Watson. That would be my three.
You know, I think at some points, Tom had Watson, or not Watkins at some point, he seemed to for a couple of weeks, didn't work out.
I had him on my wild card. I think I took him in. I've always had a soft spot for him, but it's quite interesting because you say Vassell's out and most people in the game won't take that into consideration. So just somebody playing in a different position or their competitors being out gives them a good run. So if you're trying to free up funds, you know, moving down to there would certainly make a difference if you're trying to get to Palma. That was good. It's worth noting.
Right, okay. So the fixtures are 2 weeks' time. Donny's really covered them. We went through them. We don't need to go through that again. And I think we've pretty much alluded our captain, vice-captain transfer over the space of this pod as well. So, obviously, everyone's up for change depending on what happens over international break. But as it stands, we're all doing different directions, but that's pretty good so far. So, before we go, I'm going to let you plug yourself again, Auckland. Where can people find you, follow you on X, as it's now called?
Yes. Yeah, the best place to get me is at Lockie Hyatt. It's LockyHight. But it's mostly Kilmarnock news I tweet. So if you're not interested in that, I wouldn't bother.
I will also tag you into the podcast. I'll put it up so people can follow you. Donny, where we can find you?
So as always, I'm at FFS_Donny.
Yep, and I'm at Fantasy Half, and Tom as at FFS Scout, and you should be back after an international break to discuss the next game week. So again, thanks for listening, and also, Lachlan, thanks for joining us. That was good insight in Kilmarnock, and in the face, congratulations for winning the cup.
Thank you, I'll be back to defend my crown.
Thanks. So, see you guys, bye guys, that's us.
Bye now.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.